Finally, he came to
the
old tower.
It's not unusual for fairy tales to end with true love's kiss saving the day.
That he leaned over and kissed her. Immediately after
the princess awakens from her enchanted sleep, or a kiss turns the frog back into a prince.
And they lived happily to the end of their days.
The second psalm also ends with a powerful kiss. Not the kind that breaks spells, but a kiss of humility and devotion. In verse 12, the psalmist wrote, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way." This refers, of course, to God's Son, the Messiah. To kiss the Son of God is a sign of both subjection and friendship. It means giving him your wholehearted allegiance, worship, and affection. Have you kissed the Son? Have you offered your complete allegiance and affection to Jesus Christ? With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth.